Myself in Fragments, Art and Poetry by River James Wood. To the fragments of my heart that walk outside my body, my love, my littles, and my pups. I find myself in fragments, slowly picking up the scattered pieces, pocketing those I like but don't quite fit yet, waiting for a way to work them in, shaping myself in the image of the only God I know. Love. Dear reader, the fragments of me have always felt like a fracture, like something broken beyond repair. I've spent most of my life trying to smooth my rough edges, to fit into the boxes provided, and to mold myself into something worthy of love. But in a world that celebrates fitting into smaller and smaller boxes, I find myself unable to conform, and I imagine that you do as well. So, in this collection, I chronicle the discovery that I am whole, not in spite of these fragments, but because of them. And although these fragments are my words, photos, paintings, and drawings, you may find bits of yourself in them as well. Remember that the moment they leave my hands, they belong to you. Make of them what you will. I relinquish control to you, dear reader. May your path be filled with texture, color, and wonder. May the fragments of you find peace. We are. I speak to you in fragments. Half tongue, half hand, half hearted, illusions of the whole scattered across the consonants of your constellations. A map charted of desire for something more, but the stars were merely stars. And we are, but dust. Confessional. Father, forgive me. For I know not what I do. I know not what I've done, nor know I what to do. Father, forgive me, for I know not. Forgive me, Father, for my knowing. Forgive me for my doing. Father, forgive my not knowing. Forgive my not doing. Forgive, Father. Father, forgive. As I have forgiven. Forgive me. Crowned in glory. Mama told me it was for the crown, for the hunger of eternity, the way we starve ourselves to come back new, the way we flounder underwater but come up gasping resurrection. Mama told me I could wear the crown, for the glory of God, if I bound my voice and bowed my head, if I sat pretty but not too pretty to tempt, if I veiled the flesh of me and knelt quiet. Mama told me she loved me. But Papa couldn't say those words again. Papa loved the crown, amen, served the Lord, amen, said his prayers, amen, never drank, amen, never lied, amen. Papa knew right from wrong, amen. Papa was a visionary man, amen. Papa praised the crown, amen, amen, amen. And I love him still, amen. Papa told me I'd never wear the crown. But to come back with the crown is to come back empty vessel, and I am ready to be full. Amen. Walls. I woke up to four walls drowned in silence. The water-damaged floorboards come tumbling down, sinking. I woke up tired and confused, no longer able to recognize the color of your promises nor the taste of our tomorrows in your eyes. I woke up hoping it was all a dream. Hoping that all the yesterdays or some days or maybes could wash away every today, that the swell of color behind my eyelids could baptize these walls in a softer hue than silence. Garden of Eden. Say hello to the forest as you walk back in. Wrap your sins in fig leaves, reacquaint your flesh with the breaking of bark. Remember how it feels to splinter, to see the honey-drunk eyes of a lover, to hear the quiver of green press still like a moth's wings. Say I love you. Say I'm sorry. Say I missed you. Say nothing at all. Kneel bare across a blanket of fractured light. Embrace the forest as you watch your fists unfurl. Say surrender. Hymnal. I sing silent. My prayer, the melody of a stilted breath caught on all the exclamations of a foreign feeling. two sets of hands, one grasping, one pushing. I cannot find my footing. Conversations. Steeped in the hours, we tiptoed through infinity, trying on each other's scars as clumsily as me tripping in my mother's two big heels. Bumbling in our affinity, we tiptoed through questions we could never honestly answer. Arms outstretched, the aftermath of a push, but always hoping for the grasping. The answers in the inches between us span the unknowable. Another dishonest question. Bruised. How quickly something drops to nothing. The hollow drumming echo of cicadas in the summer. The nagging, boiling itchiness of heat. How deftly gravity grasps us, pulls us into place. The weight of too many blankets in the winter. The stifled, heavy quiet of regret. Property. I have not forgotten the trespass of wanting. The trespass of eyes and voice, the hungry prelude to the trespass of hands and mouth. I have not forgotten the singeing of every tender place. The shrinking of eyes and voice and hands. I have not forgotten. I lay my hands on my chest and I come up gasping scars. I come up inhaling memory. I come up exhaling a tumbleweed. And I come up and up and up and I cannot come down. Liminal. I retreat into a slumber I cannot yet define. I lose myself in the fog of emotion, dispersed into the void of yesterday's unfulfilled. The echoes of tomorrow tug faintly at my edges. I am stuck, floundering in the pause before the exhale, grasping at the echoes I can never truly hold, hoping for an exit, an entrance into now. Last rites. I hold my breath, frozen in the fraction, the moment before the door slams shut. I lay myself prostrate, the sliver of light, a baptism. I hold that hope tender, read it its last rites, invoke a sweet benediction beneath the splintered door jams. For once, at last, the door closes gently. Help me. And on the seventh day, she slept. And the waking never came. She did not rise and help me built from someone else's bones. She did not stand invisible to the left and three paces behind. And the orb did not fall. And we did not cry out, for we never had the eyes to see. Threshold. She sits between sleeping and waking. In the moment after the exhale, the sleeping and waking of eyes and lips and hearts beating, the sleeping and waking of a void which keeps singing, she sits in silence and pleads for veils rending. Georgia. I broke myself open 100 times over, spilling softly all my pleadings, never knowing that I could bloom without the breaking. Spring. There is an unfolding in me, the gentle bloom of expansion, the delicate opening of eyes and arms and heart, the unfurling of hopes I'd held hidden. I rise. Hymnal 2. I still sing salvation. Head no longer bowed, arms now outstretched, eyes wide open, I still sing salvation. Still bearing myself broken to awaken reborn. Still ask the void unanswerable questions. I still sing salvation. still raise my voice to the heavens in wonder of all that is, no longer confined to a space or time, I still sing salvation, still close my eyes in reverence of life, of love. I still sing salvation. Eulogy. I bury myself heaving. The rise and fall of every careful breath becomes a sacrament. The briefest infinity. My gasping, the consecration of my own internment, gulping down earth and stars until they consume me and I them, and the universe floats before me in a brilliant speck of dust. Stranger. Wrap me up in a golden, soft sunset. Tell me stories of all your tender passings, of all your loud awakenings. Whisper to me the promises you hope to keep. Swing wide all the doors once shut. Let me bathe in all your strange knowings. Feed me as a guest at the table of your heart. Forget you ever knew me. Forget I ever knew you. Forget you ever knew you. Feed yourself as a guest at the table of your own heart. Ravens. I bend myself broken. A flight of question marks tumbles out of the altar of my being, and I am spinning, forgetting all that came before, forgetting the weight of me and the weight of me. Forgetting that I was born for this, born for the free fall, blessed for the flight. Nonfiction. The story where I become the storm. The story where the storm is not the villain, but the baptism. The story where my tears water a body and allow it to bloom. The story where I am the soil, the stem, the leaves, the flower. The story where I am the sun. The story where I am everything and everything is me. The story where I am, because I am. I am, I am, I am. Floating. I am looking for salvation. Looking for baptism in every rainfall. Looking for the taste of resurrection in the blink of your eyes. I am floating. Arms wide, calling for a downpour to wash away the sin of me. I am looking for the answers to every question never voiced. I am hurtling into the now of me and finding its eternity. I am looking for salvation and finding only love in me. Genesis. I am not my body. I live without, igniting small fires, extinguishing hungry flames. I cannot look back. Deny the salt of my tears. I am a pillar of light that no man can grasp. Umbra. The intimacy of shadows played out the hours between our fingertips. A melody of movement dancing across time and space, dark and light, your hand and mine, wanting your hand in mine. But the minutes spoke of miles, and time never inched any closer anyway. I have never swallowed honeyed, ambered shards of glass for you. Apologies perched on the tip of tired tomorrows, much unlike the asterisk you heard into existence, we tumbled into a turpentine stupor. Vapors of color and cadence and poetry swirled in the afternoon light, and I forgot what we were fighting about. Invocation. My prayer. The continual unburdening of tongue on teeth, the staccato rush of questions blooming, are we there yet? Am I there yet? But another voice swells, the strumming of chords across my breath. Where are you going so fast, sweet girl? What arrival is sweeter than now? Conversion. My lover paints the way I used to pray. Head bowed, heavy silence. His fervor bleeds into the dizzying light of winter and pulls me from worn and tattered shadows into myself. Begin again. Shifting in and out of focus, we wake and wake and wake, only to find the gnawing slumber at our throats again and again and again, bound to a dreamless sleep. We move as specters through an ocean of our own delusions, until we awake again, roused to the knowledge of the whole. No longer fractured, we are. I feel your edges planted in a summer breeze. Oranges never taste the same as they did coming from your lips. I pack away all the stories you gave me, but they trickle out anyway. Staining everything with a soft gold, I am no longer the me you met that spring. The same shape, yes, but my consistency has changed. The sun kisses our foreheads while marmalade moonlight serenades us into one consistent whole. You hold my shadows while I attempt to hold your light. And there's a beauty in this embrace, in the open-handed gift of love without a cost. Sandberg. Speak to me as life speaks to city. Incessant, rambling, passionate, moving with a force of will, the sheer desire for something. A clockwork symphony of searching. Speak to me of meaning, of smiles cascading through grief, of hands and eyes meeting and meeting and meeting. Speak. Verve. The primal scream, the guttural wail of existence. I am here. To leave a mark, to see my existence ripple through infinity. I am here, I am here, I am here, and I am not. Only the lover sees. Lover, tell me the shape of your name as it falls from my lips. Tell me the weight of my stories as you read the curve of my spine. Lover, tell me the color of eyes barely woken. Tell me the scent of our shared breath. Tell me of moments and mornings and whispers that no one else will hear. Lover, tell me what only you can see. Hymnal 3. I sing myself tender in the harsh light of morning. Breathing in a fragile moment, exhaling a prayer, I paint myself red with the remnants from your portrait, asking only permission to feel and be felt, to leave a mark on my flesh. Immaculate. I saw God stretch her arms across the horizon, her light sprawling, burning, sweeping, then gone. I asked her nothing. Her light illuminated everything. Light shatters, hurling shadows into focus, leaving no question of distinction, yet there is no space between us. Spinning wheel. I weave myself into the fabric of wonder. Taking delight in the texture of gratitude, the delicate strands of joy, I fold myself tenderly into their weft and bask in all of the light of now. Maps. I whisper my hopes across a map of stars. Their rays, a fountain of promises, blanketing my flesh and smoothing my edges. I look to the moon and she sings a weeping song, her lyrics revealing a storm which will baptize the whole of me. Collective. I walk in the only stillness one has ever known, the stillness of a beating heart, the stillness of a flowing breath. I walk in the stillness of feet kissing earth, of wind kissing skin. I walk in the stillness of movement and sound and truth. I walk in the stillness of love. Finally, I am new now, no longer vessel nor altar nor temple. I am energy and flow and peace. I am holy by nature, not design. I was God before man. I was light before flesh. I am and ever will be and always was. I am sending you the sunrise, sending you the tender kiss of dappled light on skin, sending you the song of knowing that awakens the world. I am sending you softness, sending buds that bloom and turn their faces to receive the light, their subtle reminder to look up. I am sending you a promise, sending you the hope of gently spilling rays and soft awakenings. I am sending you creation's embrace.